3, but head coach Tom Ceritori is now joining us.
Okay, I got it. You got Toby.
Tom, this one kind of leaves a sour taste in my mouth a little bit. Boy, you had chances, and I thought you played pretty well, and just a couple of letdowns, and that's the game of hockey, isn't it? They can make you play in a hurry.
Yeah, I mean, we played a good hockey game. It was a good hockey game. We played a good hockey game. We showed some guts coming back, tying it up, and yeah, I mean, you know, we lost a gimmicky game. It's just, you know, but it sucks. But you got to pick it up, and you got to move on tomorrow.
You pull the pull Matias there for the extra attacker. I don't know, it was a minute and a half or maybe a little bit more than that. When you've got Riley Funk sitting on one post and Adam Flamang on the other post, good things are going to happen there, aren't they?
Well, you hope so. I mean that's kind of why we put those guys down there and get a little presence, and we want to make sure that they rotate. They have to rotate. They have to rotate properly, and if they rotate properly, then we got a bumper play. And if they don't rotate properly, we got somebody on the weak side. So, I mean, yeah, we got a few plays off it is where I'm getting at.
Kasper Magnuson's goal there right off of the faceoff on the power play. All starts with a clean faceoff win, which we're starting to expect from Jackson Judding. But just talk about that cross-ice pass and how Casper's just kind of finding some empty real estate there.
Well, Casper's got a good stick. He shoots well. We see that shot in practice a lot, Schultzy. So, it was good to see Casper get off the schneid right there too.
What's he gaining by coming off the blue line? Because he starts on the faceoff, you know, just inside the blue line. By the time he's off the top of the circle.
He's got a good angle. It's going to help his velocity, timing. It's just a timing play.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right.
Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers here. It's our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.